CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Our guest today is Ragini Michaels, author of the book Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, helping us bring spirituality into the common stressors of your life. I'm Cassandra, and I'm from CBS Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ and Ragini.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Today I have Ragini Michaels, who is here helping us help us solve some common dilemmas. And one of the ones that I get all the time, usually I have an introductory coaching session, and almost, I would say, 50% of my clients come in wanting to get an answer to a decision that they just can't decide on. And part of them, and what I think that's so interesting, is part of them says yes, and part of them says no. And they can't hear it. I can hear it in their languaging and you know, just when I'm talking to them, I can hear, oh, yes, that's the part that's saying yes, and no, that's the part that's saying no. And I think oftentimes we have these various parts in ourselves that are saying yes and no. And sometimes it's hard to know when we're in that place of, like, saying yes, saying no. Is it because we're not supposed to make a decision and we're supposed to be in that unknown period? Or is it because we just can't commit and we're confused in our heads. We need to have it clear. I don't know.
Well, it could be both.
Or it could be both.
Yeah.
So today we have Ragini Michaels helping us break down the idea of making decisions. So welcome, Ragini.
It's good to be here. I'm enjoying.
So how do you think about, what do you think about making decisions, like from a spiritual perspective?
Well, my whole book and all of the work that, my book Unflappable and all of the work that I do is actually related to helping people learn how to approach decision making from a different viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in the middle of a dilemma, you've got two things in front of you. And part of the reason why it's hard to make a decision is, first of all, you've only got two options, so
right.
You have to choose one and not the other.
Right.
But usually the problem is you want something from both of them. For example, you want security, but you also want adventure.
Mm.
You want closeness, but you also want some distance.
Right.
You want to connect, but you also want some time to be separate.
Right.
So it gets confusing.
That's the dilemma that you're
referring to. That's the dilemma. Yeah, that's the dilemma. Should I do this way? Should I fill my needs or should I fill my partner's needs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's benefits to both and there's also downsides to each choice that you make. If you choose one, there's a certain set of things that'll happen that are good consequences.
Right.
Some of them good, some of them not. And either one you choose, it's going to be the same thing. There'll be
mm-hmm.
some good consequences. And some not so good.
Yeah, you kind of want to have it all. You want the good consequences from both the adventure and what did you say, security?
Security.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so those are that's the fundamental problem is that's why you might say yes or say no because we want both. And we don't want to have to choose.
That's right. And we have to choose because there's only two options.
Wait.
And you can't do both at the same time.
Right.
All right. You can't actually in real time do both things. You can't make an action that will bring you security that will also be adventurous. Well, I suppose you could if you
could
work it.
Right? Yeah.
But here's the key thing. You still have, well, first of all, people don't often look at their decision making consciously relating to the consequences of their choices. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because this brings you down to cause and effect. You know, whatever mm-hmm. decision you make is going, that will be your cause and it will produce an effect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So sometimes it isn't what we're looking for that we're going to get. It's looking at what we want to avoid that can get in the way. I don't want that consequence.
Okay.
I don't want to be alone. So I'm never going to be alone. I'm going to cling to being together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to avoid the consequence that I perceive of being alone.
Right.
All right. So then I might always choose for togetherness and then I would be called in our world today a codependent.
I see.
Right. So if you choose one over the other and you just stay attached to that, then you've got a certain set of consequences that are going to come up. But if I relate back to what we talked about in the first segment, there's a rhythm here. There's a cycle. There's a rhythm that happens between polar opposites.
Right.
But here's the thing about decision making. People think that the most important thing about decision making is making the decision. OK, Okay. But mm-hmm. not making the decision, excuse me. It's making the right decision.
Correct.
Okay. From the spiritual perspective, mystical spiritual perspective, it's just about learning to be decisive, to make a choice and stand behind it in your totality. That's all. Because from the mystical spiritual perspective, right and wrong is not that big an issue. It's just not that big a deal.
Wait, so what? So say it again, because that's a brand new concept. So it's not about making the right decision. It's about
making a decision, and it's about being decisive, saying I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it with my totality, and I am going to accept the consequences, whatever they are. So it's and knowing that you can. That's like
right.
a total commitment of your beingness, right? And your capacity to act mm-hmm. towards a specific one. That's from a spiritual and mystical perspective, far more important than if you make the right choice or the wrong choice, because we're all going to make mistakes.
Why is it far more important to be in your totality of saying and being decisive?
If you want to move from being human into being divine as your understanding of who you are, totality mm-hmm. is key. Because human beings are split, right? Huh. We live in a dualistic world, and we split between our good side and our bad side.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a total human being and move more into the mystical and spiritual perspective, you want to embrace the totality of who you are as a human being. And that means you have your beauty and your beast. Everybody's got the beauty and the beast on the inside. So it doesn't really matter. From a mystical perspective, now on this plane, it may matter a great deal which one you choose, okay?
Right.
But we're talking about from a spiritual perspective. It's really important that whatever you choose for this plane, for example, for your everyday life, that you then commit to your choice with 100% totality. That means I make the decision, I take responsibility for having made it. I'm not going to blame anybody else for having pushed me into it. I am going to honor the consequences that come from it, and again, take responsibility for those. And I am going to give all of my energy to acting on this decision as the correct one,
mm-hmm.
whether it is or it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I'm going to give feedback, because life gives us feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it tells us, no, because you can't know whether your decision is right or wrong till after you've made it and gotten feedback.
Right.
So this is about, you know, standing in your own individuality, in your own commitment to what you are about in that moment. And I know that sounds incredibly scary, because we usually are looking at making a decision based on what other people are going to think about us.
Right.
Or is it going to bring us a certain kind of thing? And however you decide which choice is the better for you from the spiritual perspective, just be decisive then. Go for it. Go for it with all of your being, as if it were the last and most important thing on the planet that you were doing.
Yeah.
But remembering that it isn't really important at all. What was important
was that you said yes.
That you said yes, and you did it with totality.
Yeah. And I think when you're describing totality, for me, it translates to faith. Like, you just have absolute faith.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why, and you're not even sure why, if any of the things that you're hoping are going to come true, and they probably, half of them will and half of them won't, and the half that won't will be better things that you could ever have imagined anyway.
That's right. I mean, Goethe had the Greek writer had a wonderful quote, which I'm sorry I cannot remember, but the essence of it is, once you commit to something with totality, it sets all kinds of mechanisms in the universe in action to move to the fulfillment of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, totality is a very powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do something totally, you have to be decisive. You can't just go back and forth. You have to choose and make a decision, and that's your free will that you're using. You have free will is there to make a choice.
Right.
If you're unwilling to make a choice, then you're unwilling to use your free will.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we have to learn how to do. Use it, be responsible for it, and understand that you will be able to handle the consequences if you decide you can.
Right. And actually, I think that when you're saying that, one thing that comes to mind is that not making a decision is a consequence too. And living with that, I think we underestimate how much pain and suffering happens by just not making a decision. Because I have so many clients that have been stuck for years, months, in indecisiveness and just making, and that causes in some ways to me more pain than any wrong, you know, quote unquote wrong decision made
Because that's here's creative. The thing, we are here to learn from a spiritual perspective. This is our classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if you make a mistake. It only matters, did you learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter whether you made the right choice or the wrong choice. It only matters, did you learn what was there for you to learn
mm-hmm.
from a spiritual perspective? Now, having that in your mind, it helps you navigate your daily choices in daily life a little bit differently
mm-hmm.
when you understand there's cycles and rhythms to life.
Right.
And so you want to give, you know, equal room to feeling, for example, secure and getting your you know, cup of adventure.
Yeah.
You want to be close, but you also need your time to have some distance
yeah.
for yourself.
Well, and I'm balancing all of this with the idea, some of the, you know, you see quotes and stuff in spiritual books, and it's like saying yes to the universe, mm-hmm. the whole idea of saying yes to the universe. So I think that's another idea, that the spiritual idea that you see floating around, saying yes. And I think the idea is when the universe brings you something, you can either, you know, step away in fear and go, oh, no, I can't do that, or say yes. How does that fit in with this whole idea?
Well, if the universe brings you something, that means it's here.
Yes.
It's not really, all that's left is whether you say yes or no.
Right.
But you can't make what the universe brought to you go away. It's really helpful to understand that, right, because it's here already.
Right.
Okay. So let me just share a couple of little quote things that help me
okay,
when
sure.
I'm in that decision.
Sure.
That I'm in that place where I have to make a decision and I'm scared. Do we have time?
Yeah, we have, like, think one or two more minutes.
Okay. So these are both actually from Hafiz,
mm-hmm.
Hafiz, if I pronounce it correctly.
Not your dog, but
not my
Hafiz.
Dog, but this is a 13th century Sufi poet.
Right.
And this helps me when I'm in the middle of trying to make a decision and I'm scared and I know I just need to be decisive. So I read this, which is very sweet. It says, like a pair of mismatched newlyweds, one of whom still feels very insecure, I keep turning to God saying, kiss me.
Aww.
And that actually helps me.
Yeah.
All right. And another one from Hafiz, which I love. It says, and love says, I will take care of you to everything that is near.
No.
And what that does for me when I say it, it brings me near. It brings me near to the spiritual dimension of myself. And then it gives me the courage to commit. Because what we need in the face of our fear and decision making is the courage to commit. Even if you understand what I've been saying intellectually, you still need the courage to jump off the ledge and commit. Right? You know, and say, what's that old saying? Once you jump off the ledge, you have to have faith. There'll either be another ledge or you'll sprout a pair of wings.
Oh, I like that too. You're a quote master. That's awesome. That's a perfect way to close. Thank you so much. Raghini Michaels, author of the book Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. Available on Amazon, her website, WAGINIMichaels.com. In the next segment, we're going to talk to Raghini about patience and how to be patient. So folks, make sure to go to www.fireduppwithcj.com to get a schedule of upcoming shows, articles, and coaching tips. We will be right back.